Ta'if of the body, the major energy centers of the body. There are two types of energy in Sufism that are recognized. There's one type which is called Qudra, Qudrah, and there are said to be something like 11,000 Qudra. This is the kind of energy that you can think of like the chi. It's the energy that flows throughout the body. And then we have these energy centers that correspond somewhat to the chakra, but not 100%. Singular is called a latifa, which means subtle, right? It's a subtle energy body. And the plural is lataif. So I did give you this handout, so you have that picture for your later perusal. But today we're going to talk about it a little bit, but we're mostly just going to do an exercise, a guided imagery with it. So these are called the seven subtle energy centers of the human body and the seven internal subtle messengers. So as I said, Qudra is capacity, potential, ability, and power from the root Kaf, Dal, Ra, Qdr. And from it we have the divine name Al-Qadr, the able, the decreer. And there are 11,000 in the body. Lataif is from the root LTF. It's the same as the divine name, the feminine version of the divine name. The singular is Latifa. The soft, the central, the subtle, the soft, and the gentle. As I said, they're somewhat like the chakras, not in identical locations, but some overlap. Ibn Arabi also refers to the latifa as the lataif as the subtle reality of the human being, and he uses it sometimes as the name of the rationally speaking soul, the nafs that walks through the stations. So what are the lataif? They're known in many different Sufi orders, and if you look online, you can find other Sufi orders that refer to them. The colors are different. Some of the positions may be a little different. If they have prophets attached to them, those could be different as well. This one here with the word yellow around it, I didn't have a yellow pen. So this latifa is yellow.
What's the throat?
What?
Does the throat one have a color?
What?
Does the latifa in the throat have a color?
No, it's white. So the lataif are known in many Sufi orders. As I said, they sometimes have slightly different descriptions. And they're the centers of our subtle physiology. So they make up our subtle body. And these are the places where the level of energy, where we transition from the level of energy to the deeper level of the essence of Allah. Siddhi calls this the subtle reality of the human being in his book, The Sufi Path of Knowledge. So it's where we, the connection of the energy to the essence. Ibn Arabi also describes them as forms of consciousness operating in a subtle dimension. And that's where he refers to them as the rationally speaking soul. That's the soul that moves through the stations. There are references to these. These are not mentioned in Sidi's books that I've encountered. They're referred to by Ibn Arabi in his books. The Horizons book, volume 1, by Sheikh Nuruddin, has a single diagram in concentric circles that describes these. And they're also known as the Lataif As-Sitta, S-I-T-T-A, which means the six subtleties. Naqshbandi order calls them that. They have, as I said, slightly different locations. But we have seven in our teachings. So the first latifa is the whole body. It's called the Adamic form, and it's a black body. So it's a subtle body, but it comprises our whole body. It's black, and it's associated with the prophet Adam. Alayhi salam is therefore called the Adamic form. So the whole body is considered a latifa, a black vessel. And this is the basic latifa that brings harmony to the orchestra of all the inner organs. The second is the latifa an-nafsiya. This is located just below our belly button, our lower abdomen, associated with the prophet Nuh, Noah. It's blue. There's a blue star there. It's 1 to 2 inches below the navel. And in Chinese medicine, we would say it's where the lower dantian is. It's closer to the spine than to the front. And it's connected with the nafs as a conglomerate of wanting, wishing, longing, impulses, desires, fears, etc. It's connected to the ego self. And the battle with the desirous nafs begins on the bodily level there. The third latifa is the latifa al-kalbiya, the latifa of the heart, connected to the prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. It's a red star on the left side of the chest, connected with the heart, both spiritual and physical, helps us to develop willpower. It's the first place of spiritual activity, balancing out our priorities. So it develops willpower. The fourth is connected to the prophet Dawood, David, alayhi salam. It's a yellow star on the right side of the chest. This is connected with the spiritual heart and the lungs. And its quality is ecstasy, and it's strongly activated through reading the Quran. brings harmony and balance to all the cells of the body. So the third and fourth lataif, the lataif of the soul, because this is called the lataif aruchia, the lataif of the soul, and the lataif of the heart, they work together to bring us to sober ecstasy. Then the fifth latifa is the white star in the throat, associated with the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. This is a place of meeting and coming together. It's also a place where a lot of things get blocked. This is the place of overcoming your pharaoh, where the seas divide and the flow opens between the head and the heart. Because this is the latifa where there's often blockages between the head and the heart. Latifa 6 is here in the forehead, the third eye. This is associated, it's called the latifa of the hidden. The one in the throat is the latifa of the secret. The sixth is latifa of the hidden, associated with the Prophet Isa, alayhi salam. It's located at the third eye, and this one's visualized as a black diamond, and is related to divine spiritual inspiration and intuitions. And it's where the veils open to see the eternal light. It's one of the places in the body where the light comes out strongest, our palms and our third eye. And then the final latifa is back in between the two heart latifa, lataif. It's the latifa of the truth, al-hakika. It's related to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a green space in the center of the chest, and it is the latifa of unity, the pure essence, and is also known as the latifa of mercy, rahman. So we're going to do a guided imagery through this, through these, visiting each of these lataif. Will take us about 45 minutes. So it would be good if you're able to sit, you know, with your legs crossed. That's good. If not, just sit in a position that's comfortable for you. And I think we'll turn down some of the lights. Some here, maybe lower. Lower the big center one. You can turn that one off altogether. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Thanks. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim. Well done. Amen. Close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing. Feel your body with your breathing and through your breathing. Come into that state of emptiness, of non-existence, like in a state of sleep, but with full awareness. Then gently start visualizing your whole body as being black, a holy black being. Stay calm and feel the peace and the potential of this black body. A bit like the connection to our original bodily vessel. By visualizing the body completely black, a holy black being, you help your organs to function in their full potential. This first state where you imagine the whole body is completely black, the whole body is considered as a latifa. And it is associated with the prophet Adam. Stay calm in your breathing and feeling how peace spreads out in that holy black vessel. Feeling the movement of the energies, how the body moves where there is too much, where there is not enough. Everything moves in the body to bring harmony into this basic latifa. To bring the orchestra of all the inner organs together again. staying with that black body, the black vessel, gently bring your attention to the area below the navel, approximately 1 to 2 inches below the navel. Go into the body and the space behind that, an area between the navel and the spine, but closer to the spine than to the navel. There lies the Latifa Nafsiya. It is connected with the nafs as a conglomerate of wanting, wishing, longings, impulses, desires, fears, appetites, anger, pictures, all those things that the nafs constructs and then defends. To go into the jihad with the nafs begins on the bodily level here. It is the place of test for the spiritual seeker. Imagine that area 1 to 2 inches under the navel, going inside behind. Imagine there a star, a blue star. And imagine water flowing out of that star and filling your belly. Be aware of that area, the area of desires and longing and owning and aggression and fear and appetite and sexuality. Be aware of that blue star and let water flow out of that star and fill your belly. Keep your body in the quality of the black vessel still while you're concentrating on the blue star. This is associated with the prophet Noah, Noah. Imagining water flowing out of the blue star and filling your belly. Now gently bring your attention to the left side of your chest. Here lies the next great area of the third Latifa, which is called a Latifa al-Kalbiya, connected to the heart, connected also to the physical heart. Imagine in that area a red star developing, symbolizing willpower. Here is the first place of spiritual activity, balancing out priorities. What is truly important, what not. Nothing is more important than Allah. This is the Latifa of the Prophet Muhammad, Ibrahim, sorry. Prophet Ibrahim. This Latifa is the path of soberness, self-observation, the letting go of the self-formed myths that one creates of reality, the illusions. The heart is the organ with the greatest magnetic electrical field, 5,000 times stronger than the brain. When we learn to talk with the language of the heart, all the atoms of the body can be transformed, and the magnetic field of the earth can be influenced. The more your heart is free from the nafs, the more it widens, and the more your awareness is widened. Breathe into this red star on the left side of your chest, the star connected with the Prophet Ibrahim. Gently move from the left side of your chest to the right side, to the fourth latifa, called a latifa aruhia, the latifa of the soul. This latifa is connected with the spiritual heart and the lungs. Gently let a yellow star form itself, always remembering that the vessel is black. Let a yellow star form itself in your right chest. This path, this latifa, is connected to the quality of ecstasy, the quality of joy and praise of Allah. It's one of the lataif that is most strongly activated through reading the Quran. Every cell is drowned in the deep joy of praising and worshipping Allah. On the energetic level, it brings harmony and balance to all cells of the body. The third and the fourth lataif, al-kalbiya wa ruhiya, work together. The red star on the left and the yellow star on the right, connected to the Prophet David, work together so that you are sober in your ecstasy. The holy heart in the middle opens when these two connect, and the doors to higher understanding open. from the chest, gently come up to the level of the throat. This is the fifth Latifa, called the Latifa Asiriya, the Latifa of the secret, connected to the throat. Imagine on the level of the throat a white star, a bright white star in the middle of your throat, just like a diamond. This Latifa is connected to the Prophet Moses. Keep imagining a white shining star, just like a diamond, at the level of your throat. And see how the second, the third, and the fourth Lataif vibrate in your body while you're concentrating on this fifth Latifa. This is the Latifa of the meeting, the coming together. When the blockage is opened, when you have overcome the Pharaoh and the sea has divided, then the energy can flow between the heart and the head. This Latifa carries the quality of purity, truth, and trust. Breathe clearly and bring your attention clearly to that area, to the white star. And look at your sea. How much are the waters divided? Watch the other three Lataif shining in your Adamic body, while you're concentrating on the fifth Latifa in the throat. Then gently from the throat, come up to the area of the third eye. This is the sixth Latifa, and called the Latifa al-Khafiya, the hidden Latifa. This is the organ of divine spiritual inspiration and intuition. Imagine at the level of the third eye, a black spot. This area is connected to the prophet Jesus. It is a shining black as the veils open and you see the eternal light. Imagine there a shining black diamond. Imagine this diamond inside your head at the level of the third eye. The third eye, being connected to the pineal gland, has similar qualities to the eye. It too has a lens and a complete map of what the eye sees. It is activated through light and controls all biorhythms in the body. The best of blood, the best of oxygen, is brought as a nourishing mixture to that gland, even more than to the kidneys. It is the first gland one sees in the fetus, the baby in the belly of the mother. It is also called the cosmic eye, and it is connected with the heartbeat of the earth. Imagine there a shining black diamond inside your head at the level of the third eye. Keep your eyes closed and turn your physical eyes as if to look up at something above your head, as if you are looking at an airplane in the sky with your eyes. While you are looking up, feel this bright shining black diamond. Keep your eyes looking up and repeat inside, Yanur, receiving clearly the light that comes. Keep your eyes closed and look up and repeat inside, Yanur. Now gently bring your attention from that black diamond to the middle of your chest, to the seventh Latifa, called the Latifa al-Hakika, the Latif of Truth. Imagine in the middle of your chest a shining green space. When one can enter into that Latifa, no duality exists anymore. It is the level of the pure self, the pure essence. It is connected to the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. When you enter into this Latifa, if you still think you exist, then you have not entered yet. This is the Latifa of mercy, Rahma. Now gently bring your focus back to the black vessel. Come back to the black vessel and place your tongue on your upper gum, the upper part of your mouth, as if you were saying the letter L, where the tongue automatically goes if you say And keep your tongue there. And keeping the tongue in that position, repeat inside 33 times Supanala silently. I'll keep count for you and I'll tell you when to stop. With each inhale and each exhale, Supanala. Keeping your focus on the black vessel. Keeping your tongue in the position of the letter L, bring your awareness to the blue star in your belly, 1 to 2 inches below the navel, and behind, enter deeply into your belly, and repeat there 33 times silently, Alhamdulillah. Then gently bring your attention to the left side of your chest, imagining the red star, and repeating La ilaha illallah 33 times. Keep your tongue on your upper gum. Now gently bring your attention to the right side of your chest, imagining the yellow star, and repeating 33 times with your tongue and your upper gum, Allahu Akbar. Thank you. Now bring your attention to the white diamond at the level of your throat, repeating 33 times, La haula wala kuwata illa billahi la liyu ladim. I'm going to recite this for you a number of times out loud for those of you who don't know it. La haula wala kuwata illa billahi la liyu ladim. There is no strength or power without Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. La haula wala kuwata illa billahi la liyu ladim. La haula wala kuwata illa billahi la liyu ladim. Bring your attention now to the black diamond at the level of the third eye, entering into the space behind and repeating Allah 33 times. Then take a very, very deep breath and exhale generously so you empty your lungs. And then inhale again deeply, and with the exhaling, bring your head down to your heart in the middle of your chest, pronouncing "Hu." Staying in that position and breathing gently into that area. Now gently raise your head again. Imagine the black vessel and end with the phrase, Alhamdulillah. Gently bring your focus back into the room. Any questions, anything to share? Once you feel like you're back completely. What's going on for you?
It was so beautiful. I wanted to run to my mom. I realized she already knew.
Mm-hmm.
being in the body.
Mm. Something else, since we have no more questions.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, sure.
Can you say what you said again about in the third eye, the heartbeat? Because when we were in that section, I could really sense that pulse of the heartbeats. And I know you mentioned it, and it's what made me notice it.
The third eye is connected to the pineal gland, and that's why we did the recitations touching our upper palate, because the pineal gland is right above that, and that stimulates the pineal gland, which it's activated through light, and it controls all the biorhythms of the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first gland that one sees in the fetus, and it's also called the cosmic eye, and it's connected to the heartbeat of the earth. And if you remember, the recitation that we do for that is actually Allah. Allah, so it's like a heartbeat also. Yes.
Mine is more like, is the purpose of that meditation just to connect, to feel, become more aware of these energy sources, or?
It's actually to guide you inward. It's taking you deeper and deeper through the worlds into the deeper places in your heart. So it starts with the body, the black body, which is the outermost, the physical Latifa, if you will. And then there's the nafs, and then we go to the heart. These are all worlds, physical world. The heart is Malakut. Then you go to the soul, Jabarut. And then you go to the secret and the hidden. These are the higher worlds. So it's a way, in this year, we're trying to help you drop into the world of Jabarut, to become familiar with the world of Jabarut, the world of the soul. So this is an exercise that takes you through the worlds as you follow each of the the taif can take you all the way to the unity, actually, which is the green. The green space of Prophet Muhammad, the Latifa of Mercy. Particular lataif where you struggled? Where did they come up?
It was just hard to keep him down and to be quiet.
It was hard for you to stay inward, stay
yes.
focused?
Your mind kept that would bringing... trigger, it would come up, like, especially when we weren't here. I was surprised that I really had to kind of put my attention to stay away.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a sense, it's the same struggle that we have when we do remembrance, right? Quieting our mind, because the mind will always send you images and thoughts. So, it's ultimately the nafs interfering. I mean, this is an exercise that can take you all the way to die before you die, so your nafs can be afraid of you going to those places. Mm-hmm. So it can get busy and try to keep your attention.
Things that I try to avoid, and right at that moment that I just wanted to be really present with that part, this name comes, and then I say, and I have to cover that name with another name just so I don't get triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Astaghfirullah
is what you need in that instant, actually. Exactly. Yeah.
Is shaitan?
So you have the recording of this so you can practice it at home.
Okay.
With practice, it will get easier. The more you practice it, the more you do it. It'll get easier, and whenever things come in the way, just astaghfirullah, and just try to refocus. And keep working with it, I think.
Is shaitan also, or is just a nafs?
Shaitan could certainly get busy. It doesn't really matter, just say your step for Allah. Bring your focus back to Allah. Yes.
So if you fall asleep, is it like you deep, like you're going deeper, or it's the shaitan like distracting you?
Sorry, say that again.
Like I fall asleep.
Well, you may have been traveling, or the shaitan may have put you to sleep, one of the two. Because sometimes you think you're asleep when you're actually traveling, because your mind gets lost. And sometimes the shaitan has put you to sleep to prevent you from going where the shaitan doesn't want you to go.
So how do you find out
if
it's from shaitan?
So just practice at a time when you're not sleepy. You know?
Is this meditation also in your YouTube teaching on the Lataif?
Sorry?
Is this meditation also available on your YouTube teaching of the Lataif?
No.
And is there music in that one, or?
Don't know. Don't remember. Did you find the music distracting?
If you could give us written instructions on what you did today, that would be wonderful. Or I could even just type it myself in the morning, actually, if you don't have to.
You can also turn the volume down when you listen to it, because that way you probably won't hear the music. It's pretty soft. Any other? the questions, comments?
Can you see the Wala Hawla? What's the full?
La Hawla Wala Quwwata Illa Billah Illa Billahi. Kuwata's strength comes from the same root as Akawi. Lahola, there is no power of strength except with Allah. Ali, Alavim, the most high, the most great. Actually, this A here will get left out in the pronunciation, so it would be Lahil Ali Aladim. La Hawla wa la Quwwata Illa Billahil Ali Aladim. Okay, beloveds, we're at lunchtime, so have a good break for lunch and we'll see you back here at 2:30. Is anybody leaving early this afternoon? I know a couple of you are. You're leaving and
four.
So that'll be the afternoon break. Okay. All right. Enjoy your lunch, everyone. Mm.